I'm going to continue the series, Born from Above series. Part one was Born to Be Still, and last Sunday I gave a sermon on Born for Power. And today and next week will be Born to Discipleship, Born to Discipleship. You know, what does it mean to be born to discipleship? And I see two parts to discipleship when I study the scripture. One is to be a disciple, and the other part of discipleship is to make disciples. Okay? To be a disciple and to make disciple. And, you know, in Ezekiel 47 is a great description, it's a good description of discipleship. Right? In Ezekiel 47, it talks about a temple. Right, the temple. And the Bible says you are God's temple as a Christian. You are God's temple. And in Ezekiel 47 describes being a disciple as the glory of God fills the temple. Okay? God's presence is moving in your heart. Moving in your heart. You know, and God again, the glory of God fills the temple. God heals you, God sets you free, God transforms your life, you know, and the Lord, Jesus, becomes the Lord of every area of your life. That's to be a disciple. But in Ezekiel 47, it doesn't stop there. It says that from that temple, as the glory of God fills the temple, this river starts flowing out of the temple. And it says the river flowing from the temple gives life to the desert, and heals the Dead Sea, okay? And so now, so there's the second part of discipleship is to make disciple. God's life flows out of you as a temple of God, and it brings life and heals others, making disciple. And so today, I want to talk about being a disciple, God's life flowing within you, okay? God's life flowing within you, okay? And God puts an importance on what is happening inside of you. It's very important to God, what's going on inside of you. That's why he criticized the Pharisee. They didn't care about what was going on inside of their heart. They just want to look good outside. And Jesus criticized the Pharisee because that's very worldly. The world puts importance on what is happening outside of you. Your image, how you look, what you wear, how tall you are, how short, how much you weigh, the color of your skin. See, to God, God cares about what's going on in your heart, more than what you look like outside. Why is the inner working of God so important? Okay, why is it so important? You see, you can't give what you don't have. Okay, say that to your neighbor. You can't give what you don't have. You know, you could say you see a bank on the outside, it's magnificent, you know, it looks rich, it's great structure. You look at the bank on the outside, it looks rich. But if it doesn't have any fund, okay, you cannot give it out. You can't give it out. Now, Christian life, okay, I need to qualify this. Christian life is not about trying to be everything to everyone. Thank God that's not Christian life. If it is, you know, that's not Christian. It's not meeting everyone's need, because some people mistake Christian life as that. It's about meeting everybody's need. It's taking care of every problem, having all the answer. It's not about showing that you never struggle, that everything in your life is perfect. It's not about pleasing everyone around you. That's not Christian life. What is Christian life? If it's being a disciple, it's about the glory of God filling the temple. It's about a relationship with God. It's about connection to God. It's about waiting on God. It's about listening to God. What God is saying is important. It becomes important to you. focusing on what God is doing in you, making God the Lord of every area of your life. It's not church attendance that makes you a Christian. It's not that you carry a Bible that makes you a Christian. It's about the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your heart, in your life. That Jesus is the King, the Lord of every area of your life. I was thinking about God's peace. Right? You know, the reason I'm thinking about God's peace is because we live in a very stressed out culture. Okay? There's so many things that's scary. There's so many things that cause anxiety, fear about the future. And in this culture, in this world, we're stressed out. And so I've been praying to God. You know, I don't want to pretend to have peace. There's tremendous pressure as a pastor to pretend that I have peace. Right? I don't want to just tell myself, don't be anxious. You know, don't be stressed. You know, that's not having God's peace. It's telling myself, don't be stressed. I don't want to listen to the voice of stress and anxiety, but I want to listen to you, God. And this has been my prayer during this time. And my petition to God, God, my human peace is weak, is inadequate. If you don't give me your peace, I have no peace. God, I can't give what I don't have. If you don't give me this peace, your peace, God's peace, I can't give it to somebody else. I could fake it, I could pretend, I could perform, but there's no real power in that kind of peace. So this has been my prayer. You have to give me your peace. The Holy Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, peace. Peace that transcends all understanding. A peace that will guard my heart and mind that's in Christ Jesus. And you know, this is what Jesus modeled for us. Jesus wasn't moved by pressure and stress because he had peace. He wasn't moved by people's opinion. He wasn't pretending. It wasn't a performance. It wasn't acting. That's not what Christian life is. Right? If it's pretending and acting, that's the world. That's not Christian life. Jesus was real. He was genuine. He gave what he had in him. He gave from his heart. Jesus has so much love in his heart. Tax collector and prostitute who lack love would run to him. Jesus had healing in him so that all who were sick were healed. Jesus had freedom. Those who were under bondage, stronghold, demonic oppression were delivered. Jesus had so much life in him. The book of Genesis says he just had to say, let there be light. And there was light. He just had to speak life and there was life. Let there be plants. Let there be animals. And he just had to speak life, and there was life. The truth that all life is in Christ, you know, that's the truth. Amen? All life comes from God, comes from Jesus Christ. That truth alone should make us wholeheartedly follow Christ. But we don't, right? Human nature is not that way. Why? I was asking myself, why? And I was thinking about it and praying through this as I was preparing this sermon. And some of the thing that I got, you know, what I realized, the work of God in your heart, the work of God in you, right? It's not easy for us. Okay, did you hear what I said? It's not easy for us. Because the work of God in your heart, being a disciple, is not automatic. I wish there was this pill that you could take. The moment you took this pill, oh, I'm all good inside. I'm healed. I'm free. You know, I have love. I have joy. I have peace. You know, you just take this pill. I wish there was this pill, you know. Ask Pfizer to create this pill. You take this pill, and I am more like Christ because of this pill. No. See, God's presence, in flowing presence, filling presence in your heart is not easy for us. Why? Because it requires a wrestling with God. Did you hear that? It requires a wrestling with God. You have to struggle with God. And that struggle, and from my experience, it is in that struggle you encounter God. Okay? You encounter God. Wrestling with God is not easy. Why? Because you have to be honest with God. You have to know the truth. It's very difficult. Why? Because you have to trust God. And that's not easy. Having God fill your heart is not easy for us because, why? The issues of our heart. Okay? The issues of our heart is hidden a lot of time. It is filled with shame. There's a lot of brokenness. There's spiritual attack. It's scary. You have to be vulnerable. You have to be real with yourself. You have to face your weakness instead of blaming everybody else. You have to take responsibility. You have to want accountability. And that's not easy. Being a disciple, God filling your heart, is not easy for us because you have to allow God to touch the most sensitive part of your heart, most painful part of your heart. Part of your heart that's very proud and selfish. You have to allow God to touch. The most insecure part of your heart. The most dark places in your heart. It's not easy to allow God to touch those areas of your life. Walking out personal discipleship is not easy for us because the deep work of God in our heart is a process. Okay, say that to your neighbor. It's a process. Okay? What do I mean by it's a process? It takes time. Okay? It takes time. There will be up and down. There will be relapses. You're not going to be perfect. Right? There's a conviction, and for that conviction to really become strong, become a good seed in your heart that will bear much fruit, it takes time. Any seed that you plant, you know, by the way, there's a tree. You have to go through different seasons. It takes time. You have to cultivate it. It takes time. You know, personally, the work of God in my heart, to become, meaning, again, the work of God in my heart, being a disciple of Jesus Christ is very hard. I'm being very honest. It's very hard. Because when it comes to the issues of my heart, it's hard to be patient. I get frustrated. I get disappointed. At times, I even get disillusioned. It seems like, you know, being a disciple, God working through all my issues, my pain, my shame, my weaknesses. You know, what I ask God a lot of times, when, God? When? When will I finally overcome this weakness, this issue, this character flaw, this temptation, this fear, this spiritual battle, this conflict in relationship? As I struggle with the Lord about those things, you know, there's some revelation that I got that helped me, okay? See, when you become a Christian, you receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. Okay? You receive Jesus as your King. Wouldn't it be great? The moment you become Christian, there's no more struggle. There's supernatural power that's available to you anytime that you need it. You're healed from every past rejection. You're set free from all bondage like that the moment you become a Christian. But that's not what happens. If somebody tells you that's what happened in their life, wait a month, okay? Wait a month and watch their life. Wait 2 months. That does not happen. Yes, Jesus is in us as a Christian. Holy Spirit works in us, and the Father God loves us. But there are many different compartments in your heart. Some compartment, you know, you are controlling. There's pride, there's selfishness, there's self-centeredness. Some compartment, there are still bondage and shame, fear, and addictions. Some compartment of your heart, there's deep brokenness. There's some compartment of your heart, there's immaturity, spiritual immaturity. That's why it takes time. Okay? That's why it takes time. What you need to, and I want to encourage you, what you need to hold on to as God is making you his disciple, us becoming a disciple of Jesus, I want to remind you, I want to encourage you of one truth. Okay? God loves you. Okay? Say that to your neighbor. Okay? Because I was thinking about this, to understand the work of God in our soul, I want to relate it to the physical. For example, there's physical, we all have different physical weakness, dysfunction, disease, sickness. Say a person has a lung issue, has a issue with the kidney, there's something wrong with the liver. There's high blood pressures, there's diabetes, degenerated disc, you know. You can't just go to a doctor and get surgery for all those issues at one time. Why? Well, you know, when I did the teacher's devotion, one of the nurses says, because you'll die, okay? You'll die. I'm trying to take, if a doctor says I could take care of everything at one time, you know, and try to take care of everything, and one day you'll die. Okay? And there's no one pill that will just completely heal you. There's no such thing as this one pill. But what I learned about physical issues, okay, to be healed, to be renewed, it takes time. Okay? It is a process. It's a sometimes very difficult process. Certain disease, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to get rid of the bad habit and start developing good habits. You have to manage your stress. You have to eat right, the right diet. You have to exercise. It goes on and on and on. There's many other things involved to be healthy physically. Yesterday I was watching a YouTube video. And this video showed the heart of God for you as we're in this process of God filling our heart, in this process of being a disciple. And this YouTube video, there was a husband, there's a married couple, it was showing, you know, talk, and the husband developed this rare bacterial disease called toxic shock syndrome. It's very rare, where the bacteria start to eat his physical body. So he lost both his arms and both of his legs. And there was this horrible disfigurement of all over his face and body. And it was just going through their life together as married husband and wife. There was daily struggle. It took so much for just small victories. It took so much for very little victory. And what I saw in this video, the wife was there for the husband, continued to encourage him, continued to show patience, also challenged them. You know, one part of the video, he goes, come on, stop being a baby. Come on, don't give up. Was challenging him, was walking out with him every small victory, walking out with him the healing and the restoration. Another word, the wife loved her husband. Okay? The wife loved her husband. What about us? We're sinners. We're lost. We're broken. Christ did not abandon you and I. Jesus saved us. God is walking out the salvation with us, walking out the healing with us, walking out the freedom with us. God is walking with us in the deep issues of our heart. It's a long process. It takes a lot of time. Not because God left us. And this is the truth I want you to hold on to. Because it's not easy being a disciple of Jesus. Not because he abandoned us. God is showing his love. God is showing his love. He loves you. He loves me. Amen? You know, in the spiritual realm, Jesus defeated the devil on the cross. Devil is not going to be defeated. In Christ, the devil is already defeated. And God's people said, amen. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? It's not to defeat the devil, but to, I said this before, administer the defeat. Okay? We're to administer to defeat. What does that mean? Because in Christ, the devil is already defeated, meaning we already have the spiritual weapons in Christ. We already have the authority in Christ. We already have the power in Christ. We already have the righteousness in Christ. We just need to administer the defeat. Right? Administer to the defeat. How do we administer the defeat? And this is not easy. But as a Christian, to be a disciple, we need to do this and get better at it. And we need to do this daily. How do we administer the defeat? Because the world is very strong. Our flesh is strong. The demonic is strong. But here's the truth. Christ is stronger. Okay? Let's administer to the defeat of the world, our flesh and the demonic, by letting Jesus take control of your life. It's that simple. Let Jesus take control. Okay? You know, you can stand up to the devil not because of your own righteousness. You can stand up to the devil because you have Christ's righteousness. You know, I want you to understand what the Bible really says, because some people misunderstand it. The Bible doesn't say you can do all things. It doesn't. You got to go back to that passage. It says, in Christ, you can do all things. The Bible doesn't say you are more than a conqueror. Go back to that passage. It says, in Christ, you are more than a conqueror. The Bible doesn't say you have no condemnation anymore. No, go back to that passage in Romans 8. It says, in Christ, there is no more condemnation. It's in Christ. And this is my challenge, you know, worship team, you could come up. Let Jesus take control. And I want you to meditate upon this. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to God. There are areas, maybe areas that Jesus is highlighting in your heart right now. Okay, what are those areas? Don't run away from it. Okay, don't close your ears to what Jesus is saying. There are areas that's made, there are different compartments in your heart, right? And you got to prioritize what Jesus is focusing on. Instead of going, Jesus, you take care of this right now in my life. No, no. Focus on what Jesus is focusing on. What Jesus is saying is very important in your heart right now. Again, Jesus is not going to take care of your liver problem, kidney problem, heart problem, you know. No. He loves you. He needs to take his time. But don't run before Jesus. Don't run far behind Jesus. Don't run away from Jesus. What is Jesus highlighting in your heart right now? There are areas that he's asking you to give up, to turn away from, to let go, cast it down. Is that one of the areas that God is highlighting? There are areas that he's asking you to be patient. He's asking you, okay, this area of your heart, trust me. Let me control it. There are areas that Jesus is asking you to take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. Don't be so comfortable. Don't be so scared. Take one step of faith. Take a risk. There are areas Jesus is challenging you to fight for. What is that area? What is Jesus saying to you? And he will be very clear to you. He's saying, I want you to fight for this. What is that area? To be courageous. What is that area? There are areas that Jesus is asking you in your heart, don't give up. This is important. Don't give up. Jesus is going to point an area of your heart. He's going to highlight an area of your heart. And I want you to respond to Jesus by saying yes to him. Say yes to Jesus. Holy Spirit, move. Dwells in your heart.